in other sports, and the Aggies are already taking home some SEC awards. We'll tell you about that coming up in sports.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh.
Cool.
All right. Enjoy.
Yeah. So now are we going to sweep out the trophy case that has all that that big XII stuff and just put it somewhere in a, you know, someplace?
I'll have to bring my imitation Heisman that I have at home.
Well, of course.
We can put it in that same trophy case up here.
Of course we could.
Or will
it
be voted out?
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. You know the story about Glenn Davis? I'll tell this one to Steve, whether or not he knows.
I don't know the story. I'd be happy to hear it.
Glenn Davis was a great great football player for Army, and he won the Heisman Trophy. Went out to visit his friend Tom Harmon, and they walked in, and there was his Heisman Trophy, and his wife turned to him and said, "See, everybody's got one of those." But anyway,
that's quite a fraternity, the Heisman winners.
Yeah. Archie Griffin, I mean, he's the only one who's got two, right?
I believe that's accurate.
Yeah, so there. But
yeah,
anyhow.
So far.
So now, but that doesn't add, I mean, still, does that mean that we're going to start seeing, like, the Big 12 basketball championship trophy maybe on the KAMU auction this year? Stuff like that.
It'll be on the W wagon.
This from the athletic department, an old trophy from an old conference. Yeah. Yeah, that might be an idea.
First, we're looking for our first bid.
Make a little money, so, yeah. Yeah. But you get a free Chick-fil-A, so that's all right if you're the winning bidder. All right, so the Democrats got started last night, and did you watch any of that?
Like 10 seconds.
Oh. Well, was it because of what was on, or you just said, nah?
I was not going to watch it.
Ah, okay. All right. So when you turned it on, it was accidentally on, and you dove across the room.
Changed the channel as fast as you could.
One of the stations we were watching, I think they finally got to it, I guess, at 9 o'clock. That's
right.
How important it was.
Sure.
We're just going to slide in at 9, and
right.
It was like this.
Was that after the update on, you know, Britney Spears' personal life? That's, you know, the news is always
sure,
that's
yeah, because kind of I know that E probably switched right over to the convention.
I noticed here's something about watching it. As I noticed on the channel guide last night that, for instance, Fox News Channel didn't even list that the convention was going on.
Oh,
but
really?
Fox Business was carrying the convention.
Wow.
And then, of course, right above it, at least on my guide, is MSNBC. And, of course, it's one long line of, you know, the Democratic National Convention.
One of the things that's very interesting is this is a sports arena, and I don't know how the acoustics in it could have been so different than Tampa. Could be that just the Republicans were all asleep because they're older. But the noise of the crowd really caused a problem with interviews that they were having up in the anchor booths. It was difficult to hear.
Don't discount the venue piping in or you know, putting microphones
augmenting
in there and,
yes,
and really increasing that volume.
Yeah, for my money, I wouldn't be surprised if they actually put some plexiglass panels up there maybe tonight to try to make things easier. But it was really...
There were some engineers scrambling. Is that what you're saying?
Well, it was tough. And then, of course, you got, you know, Sean the Shill Hannity, who's talking to some Democrat. And, of course, they're just screaming at each other anyway. But that didn't help anything. But the fact that there was this noise back there. So... Julian Castro delivered the keynote speech.
The San Antonio mayor?
He is the mayor of San Antonio. He is 37, okay? Youngest mayor of a major city in U.S. America. And was elected to city council at the age of 26.
Wow.
That's impressive.
It really is. Mom was apparently a Democrat activist, and she had run for city council but didn't get elected.
I'm not sure I would want to be on city council at the age of 26.
Well, he learned a lot. Well, we had a couple of people in this College Station city council who were elected at that age. So it says both of them are still on council. Now, the other thing though is that he has a twin, Joaquin, who is a state rep right now and is running for Congress. Now,
from San Antonio?
From San Antonio, yeah, absolutely. So you know, he got that going for him.
Which one is older?
Well, they're identical twins. I don't know which one. Yeah, one
it's a matter of minutes.
Don't know. Yeah.
Does that play into account? Like when you are born as a twin, you know, the sibling birth order affects personality and interests and things like that. I wonder.
Well, but a twin is a different situation.
Yeah, so do you both count as the firstborn, or
well,
do you
no,
both
no.
count
there's
as...
Always, no, there's always one that comes out first.
Yeah, but yeah. You know what I mean? If you're at that exact same...
Oh.
Is it just whoever has the more assertive personality ends up taking the psychological spot of the elder? Or...
No, it's survival of the fittest.
Basically, as soon as they can walk, you give them knives and you just figure it out.
Right? Scott!
Anyway, but he had a keynote speech. He did a very good job. He really, really did. He delivered a good keynote speech. Now, also other speakers last night, Rahm Emanuel came out to say how great Barack Obama was.
And himself?
Well, yeah, I don't know that he necessarily said, I'm not sure. You know, he went
and all
to,
the great things he's doing for the city of Chicago?
Yeah, you know he went to Juilliard, right?
No,
I think I recall
I
that.
Yeah, he's
that.
A he was a dancer at Juilliard. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Anyway.
What kind of dancer?
Toe dancer, I believe. I believe he's a ballet dancer.
Oh.
Cal Penn, who, of course, we remember from Harold and Kumar Go to White Castle. He basically has been the president's liaison to young America. Last night, he appealed to young voters to get out there and register, as he said, quote, "You don't even have to put your pants on," end quote.
Do you list Harold and Kumar as your references on that?
I'm not sure, and I don't know which one he was, but it doesn't matter. I like the idea that he's trying to tell kids, don't look.
I kind of hope people would put their pants on. Isn't
well,
there, like, you know, a law against public indecency?
No, the idea, though, is he understands that these people are so non-motivated that what he has to do is get to the bottom line, basically, and that is, hey, you don't even have to, you know, you've got to register to vote, you don't have to put your pants on. It's easy. Just go do that. So that's his job to take care of that. And then Michelle was on last night, and the First Lady. Michelle works out. You can tell.
Oh, I mean, yeah.
She's got her some arms and shoulders. You know,
what does that have to do with anything?
Well, nothing. It's just that's, you know, she's a statuesque individual. She's a big old tall girl, and, you know, she's
Did she talk about all the love like the
oh,
Republic,
yeah.
Like Ann Romney did last
week?
Oh,
yeah. Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Did she have more love than Ann Romney?
Oh,
or
yeah.
Less?
Oh, no. More.
More.
There's 90 doubt.
More. Is that
yeah.
possible?
Yeah. She said she loves him more now than she did 4 years ago. So.
Oh, well.
She did tell us
that
at the end.
That is a question you
how's
have to
the
ask yourself.
How's the competition between their children holding up? Who's, you know, the Obama's children?
Malia and Sasha?
Well, no, I mean versus... the Romney.
Well, the Romneys, I mean, they could up. I mean, they could beat them. They could go out and take them because it'd be like 7-on-2 in any sport, so I don't think you'd have to.
Challenge them to a game of volleyball.
I mean, you could really go to extended family, and, I mean, they'd need to charter a bus to get all the Romneys there. So it would be, no, as far as numbers.
I think
numbers,
they could afford the bus.
Well, they could afford it. They could afford a plane, as a matter of fact. But, you know, I digress.
Or they could be on a, like, 7-seater bicycle.
Sure. Anyway, she finished by telling us change is slow, but eventually we get there. Okay. So how long are we supposed to wait?
4 more years?
Yeah, I think that's what she figures. Is. We'll get there in about 4 years from now, so hang on.
I know this.